Right now, we head out to Ascension Parish. It was recently announced that the Ascension Chamber has a new top dog. That would be Donnie Miller, who's on with us now. Donnie, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Hey, Brian. Good to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me on.
No, of course. Glad to have you on. Glad to check in and see what's going on out in Ascension Parish. Actually, let's start with that, an overall view here. Before we get to you and taking over the gig, the role of the Ascension Parish Chamber of Commerce is a little bit different than like having one city's role. You know, you got a bigger grasp and different priorities. What's the role of the Ascension Chamber?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we want to be, you know, the center and the location for dot connecting and networking. I mean, we are connections across the parish line, and that's not just city to city, government to government, business to business, but I mean, also incorporating our educational institutions at the K through 12, and then also and beyond. So yeah, we're kind of at the center, making sure everybody's staying engaged.
When it comes to that, Ascension Parish is not unique, but definitely a little bit different in that you got a parish that's on two different sides of the river. How does that play into what y'all do?
You know, it's funny, people like to draw lines, but at the end of the day, you know, we're one big entity growing together. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see some development due to all the work that Kate MacArthur's doing at AUDC, recruiting companies into the market. And, you know, I think it's starting to blur the lines. You know, Ascension Parish, one of the fastest growing, consistently one of the fastest growing parishes in the state, obviously due to some major industry wins coming in. Mm-hmm. But I think that just spurs development. Both on the Donaldson side, you know, of the river and then kind of main location through Gonzales and beyond. So really, I don't want to come in thinking that there's two sides of the river. I really want to come in thinking it's one big effort, because the companies that are coming in are going to spur development for neighborhoods and then the ripple effect, as you know, for future job creation.
100%. We got Donnie Miller on with us. He's heading up the Ascension Parish Chamber. All right. The gig is fresh for you here. Let's talk a little bit about, for those who don't know you yet, give us your background and why you wanted this particular job.
Well, this is the job to have, right? They've gone through some changes over the years. You know, we've had some extremely talented people stepping in between Robert Burgess, who's, you know, been a CEO of, you know, half the organizations in Baton Rouge, and David Alexander, who was the superintendent of schools for Ascension Parish, which, you know, as we know, has created legacy wealth in the sense of education and growth. I mean, I'm standing on the shoulders of people that have done some important things. Mm-hmm. And then my work in the past, having worked for the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, you know, recruiting businesses, and then with the Baton Rouge Alliance for Students on the education front, I feel like this is the language that I speak, and it's the language I want to speak for a long time. So hopefully we can continue to grow in Ascension Parish and really continue to grow the org. We're a elite staff of four with, you know, with some priorities to grow and, you know, expand within our own organization. But this is week three. So, you know, and I joke it's week two because we had, you know, the snowpocalypse last week. So, you know, so far we've accomplished quite a bit in a couple of weeks, and there's a lot on the horizon.
Like what? Give us some examples of what Ascension Parish is going after right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we had our first luncheon in January. It was held at the new Pace Center, which is a beautiful facility, the Price LeBlanc Pace Center in Gonzales. And it was the state of the parish. So we had Parish President Clint Quitmana come on and talk about all the things that he's focused on, which are things that we will jump in the mix. But I mean, specifically, you know, the millions that have been awarded in grants, his focus on drainage and recreation and transportation, those are all things that we will be a part of and at the table trying to help in any way we can. It was one of our largest events to date, and I say that because I feel like there's some momentum within the chamber and small business and big business coming together. I mean, for example, Ochsner Health coming in and sponsoring the event, I feel like one of the larger healthcare players, you know, but then we had one and two person shops filling up the room, making sure that, you know, they were in the mix and able to have some conversations. From what I've seen so far, Brian, the Ascension Chamber, the membership is more active than any of the other memberships I've seen so far. People are really passionate about showing up and getting involved. But so to your question again of you know, what's on the horizon,
yeah.
The short term for us, we are moving into a new office. And so it's small of an opportunity that is, it's a large one for us because we've been in the same location for, you know, I'll say 100 years. That's not quite that long. But we're moving from Highway 30 into the old T. Joe Gonzalez Museum, which was, you know, where Gonzalez was founded, the original mayor. So that's taken quite a bit of time in the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But we've had so many partnerships, you know, with the sheriff's office and Rev and, local businesses coming together to make sure that move is seamless mm-hmm. so we can be up and running.
Ascension Parish provides a lot of, it's kind of a two-sided coin, Donnie, in that you have so many different things that make the parish as a whole attractive, but it also makes it so diverse that you have a lot of different things you've got to cater to. For example, you got Prairieville that, you know, butts up against EBR, kind of a bedroom community, a suburb of EBR. Gonzales is its own entity. You've got, you know, the plants up and down the river, and then Donaldsonville on the other side, which is its own entity as well. You cover a lot of ground. How is that playing in your gig to make sure you're utilizing it all as something to offer rather than look at all these siloed different pieces of the parish?
I think it's the benefit of coming, you know, from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, you know, a 9 parish stretch and reach that organization had, and realizing that although folks tend to be, you know, siloed and understand that their territory comes first, when communities come together, I think we're going to be stronger. And I feel like that sounds obvious. But I don't know if that message has been hammered home. And so for me, I've been out the door on the road, meeting with as many elected officials, companies, organizations, nonprofits, and really trying to understand what their needs are in the near term and the long term, and then how we can jump in. But you're right. I mean, it's multiple cities with multiple agendas, and a lot of them with new administration and new council, new school board members. So, my goal and hopefully my gift to this position is bringing all those people together for one goal, one mission, and working together.
So from there, and in the Ascension Chamber, do y'all do as much on the economic development front as the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, or are you more here for the needs of your existing members?
Existing members, yeah. So the way this chamber is set up, it is a true up-and-down Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And then Kate MacArthur with the Ascension Economic Development, AEDC, focuses on the recruitment and the expansion, the retention aspect. So we will work together, but I will stay in my lane because, for what it comes to economic development, it's such a unique system and the set of mechanics. There's confidentiality. I'm catering to quite a few members that ultimately would love to visit with those new companies coming into the market. We want to make sure that they have that opportunity once they land here.
Yes.
So we will stay close in that sense. But no, they're two separate organizations.
But it kind of makes your job reactive rather than proactive, though. I mean, you're here to adapt to the needs of that who has been recruited.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a flip of the coin, right? I've been on the front end for so long, helping, Baton Rouge companies like Coca-Cola or Amazon come into the market, Exxon, or even Topgolf, where now, I'll be connecting the companies once they're recruited into the market, tap into all the resources that are available. And again, that's helping them navigate the elected scene, understanding the educational component, how we can tap them in for programs, and then, monitoring them and helping them connect with smaller businesses and walking those smaller businesses through the process of what it's like to connect with some of these larger institutions.
And see, that's where your plate gets full very quickly. We're talking with Donnie Miller, the head of the Ascension Parish Chamber of Commerce. That's where your plate gets full pretty quickly, Donnie, because whether you're talking, industrial or all the way down to a mom and pop retail, you've got everything in between right there to try and help navigate, navigate and coordinate.
That's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
it's a lot. I report to a board of 17, so I've got 17 bosses that I want to make sure are being heard and we're mapping out. Again, like I said, a staff of three others, and we're growing. But yes, there's 600 members in our organization that all have a voice and all have needs, and it's going to keep me busy. But again, that's why I signed up for this, because that's the fun part of the job.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, and the growth is there as well. There's a lot going on in Ascension Parish. So we got about 2 minutes left before we got to let you go for this morning. 2 minutes left in this segment. But within those 2 minutes, what can we expect out in Ascension? What's on the horizon?
Yeah, I think the focus on, I think, Gonzalez getting up to speed with new administration and similar to what Baton Rouge is going through with their change of administration is going to be a prime focus in that partnership with the city with the parish. Mm-hmm. So both mayors, and then bringing together all the chambers, that's going to be a huge aspect. For me, we're going to be communicating with our membership, understanding what their goals are, where we align, and how we can streamline. And it's amazing how many folks we've been in front of so far and the connections we've made. So back to your question, I think transportation is going to be a big issue and infrastructure. There's been a large focus on a Highway 30 coalition and what that looks for growth to set us up for the next, energy and, large plant facility to be able to come into the market. So as long as we're prepped for that, that's going to be a huge effort. We seem to be streamlined with new governor on, ITEP and different exemptions that are in place. So that's going to be less of a time suck, which would be nice. I say that very loosely. I think it's really making sure that we tighten up the partnerships. Again, we've gone through a lot of transition over the years, 4 to 5 CEOs over the past 5 years, and really we're gonna put a pin in that and focus on growth and versus change.
He is Donnie Miller, heading up the Ascension Parish Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, we're looking for more growth, man. And you mentioned Highway 30. I was hoping you would get to that, because I have a feeling that throughout this year, that's going to be a headline that keeps recurring.
It is. So we're resurfacing that. Again, the parish president, Clint's been very focused on that, and we've got a conversation coming up to see what the direction is going to be. But it has to happen, right?
Yes.
But it's such a large corridor, so we need to make sure that we're doing it properly. And we're coming together collectively to talk through the dollars and working with the state and the Fed to make sure we're in line, which, again, I think they have been for the past few years. Mm-hmm. So let me not say that we've lost traction, but we just want to double down on it. It's important to the community. It's important to the parish, and it's something we need to put some time into.
Oh, no, 100%. The only downside there is how it gets tied into a new bridge. The Highway 30, that's important with or without a new bridge. That's important to the growth that y'all have already shown out there and the connectivity that's already needed. He is Donnie Miller, heads up the Ascension Parish Chamber of Commerce. Appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, thanks for letting me be part of the Dons. You made me think of office space this morning. You had a meeting with the Bobs. You had a meeting with the Dons. So
that's
thanks
right.
For having me, Brian.
Absolutely.
I look forward to more conversations as we move forward.
Absolutely. Donnie Miller, thank you so much.